Lifers podcast. Get with it or get forgotten.
What's up, all you lifers out there? Welcome to MMA Mondays, done on a Sunday. I'm here with the squad. Got Mikey. I got our usual guest again, Mr. Sheppy. And then our newest guest, Mr. Tony Clark. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for having me on.
You know, we kind of already got into it early on. It's hard not to with everything that's been happening in the UFC lately. For some of us who saw the 250 card, it was pretty crazy throughout.
Some of us.
Some.
I mean, we could dive right in, man. What do you think was the most standout fight for you guys overall?
Standout?
Like, what made the most, what do you think
Sean
made
O'Malley,
the
most impact? O'Malley, I feel
like. O'Malley, easily.
O'Malley.
No. Well, how about No Love getting a knockout within one more second of the round? How about him putting his hands down and literally throwing the craziest haymaker and put a Sun Tzu, by the way, to sleep? A Sun Tzu.
It was nice, but that wasn't my standout, though.
Nobody's ever done that to a Sun Tzu, bro. TJ Dillashaw, juiced up EPO Dillashaw couldn't do that to him.
This is true.
Dude, and a Sun Tzu has one of the most underrated records in all of the UFC.
That's crazy. It is pretty crazy.
It is crazy. And Aljamain, like, I thought that I was going to feel more affected by Aljamain's win, but I don't know. Just, I don't feel like it did anything for me. It should, but it...
It's super impressive, though. I will give him that.
Right.
Super dominant. Super dominant.
That was for me, kind of the more... I like the knockout, and you're right, in hindsight. It's, I guess, now I'm debating more. But for me, I thought it was Aljamain as well. Because I thought it was going to be a better fight, honestly.
Sanhagen's undefeated.
Sanhagen's been super impressive. They both have had just fantastic kind of fights leading up to this. And then I didn't realize, though, Sterling's reach is an inch longer at 5'7".
That's crazy. Sanhagen
was at 5'11". And I don't know why. I was like, man, for whatever reason, I just didn't expect that. And I don't know why. I felt like that length a little bit just let him, once he got that figure four and that body lock in.
Yeah, because I was sure Sanhagen was going to have such an advantage because of his size. Didn't happen at all.
It was wild.
Well, it was very much like a vintage Damian Maia performance where he literally would just get a single leg, get you against the cage, slowly leverage you to your back, and then what are you going to do? Aljamain Sterling is so damn good on the ground.
Bro, yeah. He's with Donaher, Sarah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I knew that he was training with Law, like, you know, Longo and Weidman, all of those guys up there. A lot of good fighters up and coming. But I didn't know that he was with John Donaher. He's mastermind.
Yeah.
He's streaking right now, too.
Me and Tony were talking about it, though. I thought I liked O'Malley's knockout more than Garbrandt, even though Sun Tzu is super hard to put out like that. But the setup that O'Malley put into knocking out Wineland.
The feints, man. Just beautiful. Just
like he's getting better. He does need, you know, obviously, I thought, you know, Wineland's no slouch. Like,
the man's
got records, but.
He's a vet. Man,
he's coming off the year layoff. I don't know why he accepted that.
He needs a legitimate kind of contender or up and coming contender for him to go over that I think is going to launch him into.
I think over that top 10. He has to. And there's
That's the only reason I thought the Sun Tzu knockout was more impressive is just because of the rank difference. Like,
do you think O'Malley maybe fights somebody like a Corey Sanhagen or a Sun Tzu next?
Maybe he gets the calendar fight.
He fights Stamen.
Nowhere, right? Is he still in rank?
Who?
O'Malley. Where's O'Malley in the rank? Is anybody?
They said he'll definitely be top 15 after this.
Right?
Yeah, he wasn't ranked before. Now he's just going to be top 15.
Right? And where was a Sun Tzu?
A Sun Tzu is still probably top five, right?
He was in the top five. He's like number two or three.
Yeah. He's always been up there.
I'm
surprised that No Love's record was so, like, his rankings were so high up, even though after three consecutive knockout losses. But
Maybe they were title fights before for the first two.
True.
And then I guess I've kind of slept on Peter Yan. He's kind of the dark horse in this division. He's Mike, won straight in the UFC. Like 14 and 1. I did some research today.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you were right, Mikey, on the fight that he is going to have to fight
Aldo.
Say Aldo.
He's going to fight Aldo.
Jose Aldo?
Yeah. Jose Aldo. Yeah. And that's wild because Dana
Cruz called it after he lost.
Well, Dana had originally said once Cejudo vacated, like retired, that it was going to be Peter Yan and whoever won out of Aljamain.
Oh, I thought you said Aldo, not Aljo. Okay, okay.
Yeah, no, Aldo. No, no. I think it's going to be Peter Yan and Aldo. They're shooting
Peter
Yan and Aldo. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just shoot Aljamain again.
They just
dude, who do you have in that Aljamain fight?
Number one contender.
Aldo.
Like.
I don't know.
Yeah, Aldo.
One contender. Okay.
You think?
Aldo, I mean,
the youth is catching up.
I just think because he was already set for a title shot, it just set him right back, like, after they reset the, like, reshuffled the deck, I guess.
You talking about Aldo?
Yeah, because he was already set, and then he couldn't come out because of COVID and pulling trial.
Josh lost. Josh Thompson made a great point about also ticket sales, that they don't take pay-per-view, but, like, people are buying the pay-per-views when it comes to bantamweights, unfortunately, names. Right now.
Yeah. So now that – sorry.
No, no, that Aldo is at least the name that people
right.
are kind of familiar with.
Yeah. And he's easily one of the top names now that he's down there.
If he's the greatest 145er to ever live.
Right. And now he's at bantamweight, so that makes him, like, the biggest bantamweight now.
Sure. Records-wise, he's the greatest 145er.
Yeah, for sure.
In general,
he's the best 145er.
I mean, Max Holloway will beat him 10 times out of 10 times.
Yeah, I never thought I'd say that.
Right. But, like, I don't know if he would beat him, like, a prime Aldo.
Oh, PEDs?
Dude, look what Aldo looked like in his Marlon Moraes.
I mean, more so leg kick Aldo. Aldo's not
throwing. Dude, he looks so good in his Marlon Moraes fight, though.
He did.
Yeah, but and that was all boxing, though. He can't outbox. He'll never be able to outbox Holloway, though. He don't have the cardio for it.
It's just crazy to think that the thing that instills fear in a lot of Aldo's opponents are his leg kicks, and he's not doing it anymore.
You break your foot enough times, you'll stop throwing leg kicks, too.
He broke it against Chen Sung Jung, if I remember correctly.
Right. He destroyed Nick Faber with it, and everyone thought he has, like, the greatest leg kicks ever, man.
Yeah, but people started checking him. If everybody keeps checking leg kicks, breaking your foot, you're going to try to start mixing it up.
Oh, yeah.
I like that he started going with boxing more, but I do miss his leg kicks.
Hmm. Well, we'll see. Maybe he'll utilize them in this Yan fight, so.
Yeah.
That's an
interesting fight, man. That is such a hard fight, a throw-up fight, man.
Who do you guys have if they do fight each other? Who do y'all have?
Yan and Aldo.
I like Peter Yan.
Yan, the youth, the power.
Even though I like if Aldo won though,
I would be so happy.
It's still just as good.
Right? I want Aldo to win so bad.
I would be so happy. Yeah.
And then him. I'm assuming
Sterling just not losing to nobody. Then.
Nostalgic. It's a new era of UFC. Get over your Daniel Sanchez's and your Frank Mir.
After the Tyron Woodley fight too, man. That's another example.
Get over your Rich Franklins.
It broke my heart, man. It broke my heart.
Hey, get over your Forrest Griffins.
I knew I was worried that Tyron was gonna lose how he lost to Kamaru to Gilbert. I wasn't sure that Gilbert would be able to do it because he, you know, we don't have that kind of tape on him to where he would, you know, dog somebody like that, I guess.
Yeah.
But
not at that level anyway.
One, he wasn't known for Kamaru was known for his endurance. Like
Right.
He's known for pushing the pace. And Gilbert, I mean, man. He just
Gilbert fought like a little RDA, man.
Bro.
Yeah, 100%. He was throwing leg kicks, knees, didn't give a shit.
It was just like cardio. I love those kind of fighters with, like, they're actual MMA fighters where they got hands, knees, kicks, ground game, jiu-jitsu. Yeah, they're just
the complete package.
Woodley had no answer for him. No, what really sucks in that division right now is just, like, what's been happening, I as of late with Masvidal and Usman and all this stuff. You got Colby leaving his, you know, ATT, and then Leon Edwards stuck in England.
Yeah.
It's like Woodley just lost, so he's not fighting anybody. Like, no one
forgets about Ponzinibbio.
What's up with Thompson?
He's still
I thought he had a surgery a while back. He should be healed up.
Huh?
Dude, the Argentine man. I miss Ponzinibbio.
Ponzinibbio's still alive. He's streaking too.
The last time he was getting ready to come back, I think he got staff. And so he had to pull out. Yeah.
I don't blame Kevin Lee fought with staff or with staff.
Did, and then he lost.
Yeah, but depending on where you get it.
Kevin Lee's retiring.
I have to say that
he literally just put some foundation on me. He was just like, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of fighters fight with staff, though.
Right.
Well, they probably shouldn't, but.
I have a question. Did you feel like Amanda Nunes's opponent, Spencer, should have, like, her corner should have thrown in the towel in between the fourth and fifth round?
Yes, in between the fourth to fifth round, yes.
Dude, when she was getting punched just, like, with just normal tapping up shots, like jabs, and everything was making her flinch and hurt, and she fell, and then she just got ground and pounded the rest of the round. Like, dude, just save her.
You could see it. And you know what sucks though is like I felt like Herb Dean was put in a position where like he knew she was hurt, but it was like it wasn't enough to to really stop it.
I'll say this. It wasn't as bad as like Smith and Teixeira.
Oh
no. Smith's corner definitely should have stopped that. He was getting beat to death.
Or even Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Right. 100%. 100%. Yeah, I thought they should have stopped
that. The only reason I feel that way is as Spencer's corner, you have to realize her abilities. Is she really going to be able to take out the greatest female fighter of all time? What do you have? What do you have? Do you have the knockout power? Do you have the speed? Do you have the takedowns? Do you have anything to offer? Truly.
Eric. Holly Holm, Misha Tate.
Holly Holm, Misha Tate?
Similar.
She wasn't getting battered.
No, and Misha Tate had like a almost like a 10-8 round. Like she like dominated.
Excuse me.
In the second and third round. Yeah.
Anderson Silva, Chael Sonnen won.
Okay, but
there wasn't him just getting battered and so close to getting finished. Yeah. He was never close to getting finished.
Right.
Bill,
he was losing the fight. There's a difference between losing the fight and getting beat.
Chuck Congo, Pat Benjamin.
Yeah, no, that's
literally, dude.
You could see she was just exhausted too, like just from getting beat up. And every time she'd go for a takedown, you would hear her corner drive, and she had no energy for that. Like it wasn't doing anything for her. Like they just after a while, you gotta know, like all right, she's got nothing. But then, does that relationship with the fighter then get poisoned because? Maybe that the for them legacy and pride is saying, hey, I lasted against Cyborg.
Right.
Let me at least, if I'm gonna fall on my shield, let me at least last against the best female fighter right now in the game. Like you know, so but I agree. I think they should have thrown in the towel. I think maybe
the best shot was when everyday glove touched land a sucker punch. That was Felicia's best shot. Or to super gas her out in the fourth or fifth round and submit her.
Did you even know that Felicia Spencer was a black belt in Taekwondo?
No, you can't tell.
You can't tell.
No.
Right, but like, did she get that black belt as a child? How does that work?
Yeah, exactly. She's like 7 years old. I'm a black belt.
Like a happy meal.
You could tell when she hit her and connect. Nunes didn't buckle. Like she's just like
No. She started smiling at her, and I was like, okay, this is done. Yeah.
I have a theory. And it's one of two things for this fight, Felicia Spencer and Amanda Nunes. It was either Felicia Spencer super tough and, you know, stayed in the fight like she did with Cyborg, which is impressive to fight the two best women fighters of all time and survive, or Amanda wanted to make a statement, which I think that she did, and I think she played with her food and purposely didn't finish her. That's my opinion.
I think she couldn't finish her.
You don't think she could finish
her? My personal opinion.
I thought the same thing. And I mean, she said it in her interview that she did it on purpose, that she won the last five rounds. I don't know if I believe her to be a liar. Like, I don't think she'd lie about that. Because she caught her with some shots that she could have pounced on. But she saw her wins. Exactly what you said. She saw her wins. She saw her just not wanting to take the shots that she was taking.
Smile.
and she just kept picking her apart.
She has a creepy smile the whole time, dude.
I will say this, like, through the first, like, three rounds, she was hitting over some shots that weren't even phased in. And other girls would have fell to him. And I think that maybe she was just trying to, like, even when she hurt her, she didn't want to maybe overextend and, like, I don't know, but that's just.
For me, Amanda Nunes set the bar so high with her knockout of Rousey, whooping Tate and submitting her, and then KOing Cyborg. I just thought that, man, she could do that to anyone else.
And Holm.
Because those fighters, those four fighters you just mentioned, aren't who she's fighting right now. No offense to her recent competition. I mean, Durandamy's a threat.
If Durandamy...
quite literally, like, some of the best girls to ever fight, ever.
All champs.
If Durandamy had takedown defense, she would beat Amanda Nunes. That's my opinion.
We didn't get to
but this goes to show how good Amanda is, where she could
took
it to the ground and changed the whole strategy.
Had no chance.
It ain't kickboxing.
Right. If this was a kickboxing fight, Jermaine would beat her.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why
Valentina might beat her, but that size differential is just too tough for Valentina too.
And the only thing now is that she cleaned out the two divisions, unfortunately. So it's
they'll feed Megan Anderson to her.
That's what I'm saying. Well,
They're also trying to bring in
Thunder, Cavijo, though.
It looks like right now.
Megan Anderson can crack.
Cavijo, she's moving up from 130, I think from 125 to 135.
Yeah, she's getting a main event too.
Oh, yeah, against Jessica Eye.
Yeah. I think I saw Ariel saying that it should be Irene Aldana. Irene Aldana should fight Amanda at 35. But she would fuck her up. But let's be honest, like, outside of, like, Valentina, there is no one. There's no one that was even going to be a contest.
And she got beat twice.
Yeah. Even if you want to argue, but
I thought Valentina.
Like,
maybe the second.
That's enough girl to add to the Amanda Nunes list. Like, look who she's beaten.
Mm-hmm. Right. Her list is beautiful.
Shevchenko, though, even her division, unfortunately, has been cleaned out by her. She wants to see, you know, hasn't fought Rose yet, right? Rose hasn't come back. Yeah. That's a different division.
She hasn't fought.
Weili Zhang wants to fight Rose.
Weili Zhang wanted to fight Valentina too.
Good luck.
You ain't ready for that.
I'll say this. She proved to me that she's got the gas tank for it. Like, she won a hard fight versus Joanna. Yeah. Normally, Joanna can outwork the girl she fights.
Oh, for sure.
Weili was there the whole time, punch for punch. You throw one on the
throw. Joanna did outwork her, though. It's just Weili landed way more significant punches.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, normally by the end of that, you know, fight, she had dominated the other person.
What was that card? Was that card in February? That was way after this whole coronavirus thing. And she's from, you know, she's from that.
She's from China.
Yeah. So I can't imagine what she was going through.
Dude, right?
Yeah, and then she was stuck here forever after her fight.
Well, she seems.
Dude, how about Chase Hooper, dude? Chase Hooper looks like Sean Riley without tattoos.
You can't even buy alcohol.
Dude, literally, dude. I was at Buffalo Wild Wings and the server was like, "Yo, that is literally a boy. Like, he lied about his age."
Bro, he was.
No, they know how old he is.
Jeez.
Straight up, dude. That is a 16-year-old kid just who only knows jujitsu. Just
he was also casted in Zombieland, wasn't he? That's the kid.
Oh, yeah, he's Jesse Eisenberg, bro.
Isn't he?
He's
6'1", ain't he? He's
He's tall. He was as tall as Caceres for sure, at least.
But Caceres was dropping. Just
he was 6'1".
Yeah. He's huge.
He was as tall as Alon, dude.
Yeah.
That's why I want Alon to fight.
And he has but he's got, like, no body on him, though. Like, no mass.
He needs to eat. That boy needs some milk.
It just, it just looked like he didn't have cruel intentions in there. You know what I mean? It looked like he wasn't going to throw anything.
That's what really it was going to be the whole time, though, as long as he couldn't get into the ground. Like, that's Chase Hooper. Like, Chase Hooper's good on the ground and.
Alex went there with him a couple times too, surprisingly.
Yeah. Well, I think Alex is a vet. Like, I feel like he has faith in his skill set that like a young kid's not going to tap him out if he goes to the ground.
For real, dude. Alex Caceres has multiple submissions.
It's true.
He's good.
Against Schluff Cheese.
Shut up, bro. You're a hater. He's just being a journeyman. Shut up.
All right, fine. Fight for the journeyman title. Fight.
So who do you think? Bro, you know, Garbrandt fights next.
What's up?
Who do you think Garbrandt fights next?
Sanhagen, Stammen, Cruz. No.
Aljo's definitely not going to fight anybody before. Oh my God! It's going to be Marias and Garbrandt.
Ooh,
right, good. Right. Like,
I hope he doesn't get switch kicked to a living hell.
Dude, not only that, Marais can knock him out with his hands too.
Bro, if Marais,
but that's a battle of Cody's chin.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. If he can just get a bigger gas tank, he's gonna destroy people.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, Marais is the king of the first round. Cody Garbrandt, is his chin still there? Like, if he can get out the first round, he might have a shot.
You saw how he was fighting.
Garbrandt's footwork.
Yeah, he fought like a guy who got knocked out 3 times in a row. And then once he got his swagger, dude, he started feeling himself, his little boppy hair. Dude, literally. He literally, just found his groove, bro. Was starting to tag him up. Straight up. Dude, he had a middle part. He looked like Brendan Fraser from The Mummy.
Wait, speaking of him moving, did you not see, and I feel bad, for Felicia Spencer, the up and down that she was doing? She was like going like, So, what is that doing? Like,
trying to faint the takedown?
That was her victory. That's her, her only victory highlight, when she just like.
I will say Felicia Spencer, she's resident to Orlando, so she trains at a gym that's not the gym I train at, which is, one of the top in Florida, confirmed. And they don't allow cross training. Normally, our gym is open to a lot of people coming through, getting different looks and different rounds, and her gym doesn't do that. So it might have given her a lack of different looks, because just looking back at some of the gyms I've trained at over the years, if you don't have certain styles and matchups or even the right partners to get you ready for a fight, gyms don't have that, or can provide that. So you have to seek for that other places. That's why a lot of successful fighters, even in the regional scene up to the UFC, they cross train at different gyms. And,
well, going back to Cody, I mean, look what he did, going to Mark Hunt.
Yeah.
And getting his hands even better and tighter. I mean,
like Tyron Woodley, I mean, when he was on fire, leaving American Top Team, going to Duke Rufus, the Rufus Sports. That's TJ Dillashaw leaving Alpha Male to train.
I still want Cody to get a jab behind his to set up stuff. Like, he doesn't know how to jab at all, but he was a boxer, right? Like,
yeah.
A champ, I don't understand.
Listen, I don't understand why Gaethje doesn't wrestle. It's like some of these guys are so good.
Bro, he threw the motherfucking hey, dang.
The Mongolos.
Well,
Let's think about it like this. If you're a pro fighter, boxer, or MMA fighter, and all you need is just one of these bad boys. Just one.
True.
I don't think he'll throw a jab. I mean, Francis doesn't throw jabs, does he?
Mm-mm. He doesn't.
No.
He'll throw his hand out there just to block your face and then knock you up.
Yeah, literally just.
Yeah.
Peek-a-boo.
But I guess that's too, what Holly Holm, you would think she would be a better boxer considering she was a multi-time, boxing champion, but she's just a kicker, really.
Bro, I can't tell that she's a boxer unless I watched the Ronda Rousey fight. That was masterful.
Yeah, the footwork was there, had better hands, but that was the last time her boxing.
She made Ronda Rousey look like an amateur in there.
Oh, that was bad. I still have that replayed in my head. You'll never forget something like that.
Olé!
She's out of a job.
I had Holly beating her when they scheduled it. I did not know it was going to look like that, though.
She's getting her arm taken off.
Well, it was even worse, though, I think, once Amanda got her hands on her, because she was already kind of hesitant, and then,
You throw them a bleak kick if you want to.
She was literally on the cage, just like. Literally, the ref stopped, and she's just.
Poor Rhonda. hey, speaking of, Listen, Weiland ended up cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Even though a Sun Sao would look pretty bad too, I felt bad from the doctors. Like initially, it looked like maybe they thought he came to a little bit, and they put him on the stool, and then you just see him like, whoop,
true.
And having to kind of put him back down. Yeah.
I hope I never get knocked out. I hope you guys never get knocked out either.
Yeah, I thought he was standing up, but then when they cut back to a Sun Sao, he was just out again. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, man.
Imagine handing out a nap that you can't even like distinguish if you're awake or alive, like back and forth. You know what I mean?
The worst part about that knockout, dude, was a Sun Sao has never been KO'd like that before, dude. And
I don't think
ever. I thought he got didn't get caught once. I thought
he got caught once at all, then he get knocked out. Crazy stat. They had fought years
when Mirai beat him. Wasn't a knockout. Was it a submission or?
He beat Mirai, didn't he?
He did the rematch.
Yeah.
Or no, he beat Mirai the first time, and then Mirai beat him the second time. I think he knocked him out. No.
I don't think so. Well, I feel like I remember that.
Rivera and Aljo. Head kicks.
Oh my god, Aljo straight dabbed.
Dude, he knocked out Aljo bad.
Dude, yeah, that was a meme for like 6 months.
Oh, dude, it was terrible. Yeah, Aljo's still pissed about that.
Dude,
I feel like he's got
put up in the motherfucker.
Aljo, what do you think? I think he's got the ingredients to be marked.
Oh, yeah. So Mirai submitted him in the second fight.
Submitted him. Okay, yeah.
Wow.
Which is still very impressive as well.
But I'm just saying, that was great. For someone who's never been KO'd in their career, to get KO'd flatline like that.
He saw the setup. He still threw, even though he saw the setup.
If you watch that replay, he actually threw the right thing. He threw a check right hook because he's a southpaw, mm-hmm. and it missed Cody. It hit him in the chest, and Cody just destroyed him with the right.
Yeah.
It looked like he sat on his own knee or something, like sat down, like, wait a second. Is that a nickel?
He didn't even turn away. The whole time when he put his head down, if you look at his eyes, he's keeping.
Yeah, he's looking at, he's like ready to pounce. Yeah, I'm gonna kill this man.
He's dipping him right.
He just threw it from.
No, he was like, if he throws anything, I'm gonna kill him.
If you had to eat one of those shots
from I want him to block it too.
If you had to eat one of those shots from last night, would it be that hook or the straight from O'Malley?
From O'Malley.
$1,000, go.
Bro, straight. Either one, you're not feeling them.
Yeah. I'd rather have the hook to the temple put me out. No jaw, no nose.
I would rather get straighted because, like, a Sun Sao's face was, like, changed when
Weiland was able to get up and talk to O'Malley and was like, hey, you caught me. That's a good catch.
But I don't know, his mustache kind of flaying forward. His mustache
has that little wax in there.
That boy knocked off his mustache.
That thing wasn't happy anymore. By the end of the fight, that shit was sad as fuck.
Did he starfish? Like, did he?
No, yeah, bro. The back of his head whiplash, bro.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was tough.
He went.
Oh yeah, he went stiff. He went stiff. Well, I think that this only had like two decisions or three decisions. It didn't have many.
It was a fire card. I know people were hating on it, but I was excited for it the whole time. It's just because the title fight was so, you know, low. Considered that everybody was shitting on the car, but the car was legit from the beginning. Like, to me,
out of respect for Amanda, I think they keep continuing to give her main events. I think she's absolutely deserving of it. But when you think of main event fighters, you think of like big name fighters, people who you know are going to deliver.
Yeah, but you know, they only got who they got right now. So.
I was just going to say,
dude, Amanda Nunes versus Cyborg was like a main event.
Yeah. And the performance too.
Remember, but
that was still one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
But Cyborg had history coming into the UFC already. She had built that wealth of just experience and just highlights.
She was Amanda Nunes before Amanda Nunes.
But Cyborg had all the best competition at the peak at that time. Right now, it's like it's kind of stagnant. Like it's just it sucks for them because she's solidified herself as the best, but she's got no one else to fight now. I feel like.
Not really off topic.
No, not even. What
are you thinking?
Cyborg and Ronda in their primes. Who would have won and how?
Cyborg. It was always going to be Cyborg. That's why they never fought.
When it was happening to me, I was like, Ronda, duh. Mm-hmm. Now?
Cyborg always would have been here. Even before all of this, Cyborg was always going to be here. That's why she didn't want to fight her.
Granted.
Yeah.
Granted, Cyborg was on the juicy.
100%.
But
she drank high C.
The skills that she had.
Dana White said she looked like Vanderlei with the dress. Like, roasted.
That was so dirty, though.
That was dirty. Yeah, that was,
there's no reason dirty. To come. That's not like a female fight. There's no reason to come at her for her looks.
Absolutely, that's kind of fucked up.
Hey, but we're not even talking about right now. We're not even talking about Neil Magny, dude.
Dude, yeah, he's been good.
Dominant.
The only thing
hey, I man.
He was, if I hear Neil Magny's name, I think of him getting knocked out by Mike Ricci. And the ultimate. And then he's on a tear. He beat Gaslam.
What happened to Mike Ricci?
What's
he retired?
Just disappeared.
Oh, that was on Let Me Bang, Bro. It was that season.
Let me bang, bro.
I'll let you bang, bro.
Right?
Dude, and no, I always remember Neil Magny beating Condit because he's my favorite fighter, and I always get butthurt over that. So.
Right.
He's still alive.
You get butthurt a lot now.
He should have
your favorite fighters.
I'm loyal. I'm loyal to my fighters, okay?
So am I. I'm a big Diego Sanchez fan.
No, you're not. Okay, Diego Sanchez.
Oh.
The stretched out face when he's facing face. He's, you know, he's off his rocker. That's a whole subject in
itself. Yeah, he's crazy. He's crazy. Bro.
Listen, we all need a wild card in our sports, and he's that guy. He's the Gary Busey of the UFC.
Oh, right? 100%.
You guys remember Santiago Ponzinibbio fighting Magny? That was Magny's last loss.
Yeah. I do remember that.
Bro,
So besides that, he hasn't really lost much.
He hasn't. He beat old boy that I'm not going to even try to pronounce his last name because Cormier already butchered it last night like 5 times on TV. But it's an Asian gentleman. I don't know if he's Chinese or Korean or where.
Really?
I know a lot
What's his name? Oh, just try.
Nope.
I just want to know. I'll tell Asian. You the name if you try to say the name.
You got 2 experts.
Give me the name. I'll try to say the name. If you give me the name, I'll try to say it.
About last night?
No, so that was Neil Magny's, like, last win. That was his last win.
Lee Young Young.
Huh?
Young.
Lee Jang Lee Jang Leung?
Yeah.
Lee Jang Leung.
Oh, okay. The Leech.
Yeah. Cormier butchered that name.
Right here.
Yeah, the Leech.
Yeah, I thought Magny could have done more in the beginning rounds. I felt like he kind of had to push the pedal
after
a little bit.
After Magny got absolutely destroyed by Maya, he became such a grappler.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, he went and trained. Like, he went and trained with Maya.
Yeah, that's what happened when Chael Sonnen destroyed Okami, and then Okami went and trained, and then he was a wrestler. Yo, out of nowhere.
Curtis Blaydes kills Alistair Overeem. Alistair Overeem's like, hey, I'm gonna come up there, train with you guys.
Like, you saw him beat.
Let's give some credit to Magny. He's been in the UFC since 2013. He's got like over 20 fights with the UFC.
His debut. Yeah, only 2013 feels longer.
Yeah, his debut was right. Against John Manley. You guys remember John Manley? I don't.
Who?
that guy with the face and the eyes and the nose.
Well, I'm telling you guys, the dark horse, and I mean the welterweight division, the lightweight, the bantamweight is now all of a sudden stacked.
But yeah.
Ponzinibbio is a dark horse in the welterweight. For
he's
sure.
Not a dark horse. He's got to come back. I got to see him come back. The last fight I remember with Ponzinibbio, did he fight Perry? Am I making that up?
He fought Perry.
And I remember him running from Perry the whole time. That's all I remember.
Yeah, he's on a 7-fight win streak right now.
Okay. That's the last thing I remember from Ponzinibbio was him fighting Perry and Perry having to like walk him down the whole time.
Is he ranked?
He should be.
He probably was, but he hadn't fought in a while.
2018.
Okay. Yeah, he's definitely.
I think he had got injured, and then, like I said, when he was getting ready to come back, he got stabbed. He was supposed to fight Robbie Lawler.
He stopped by my gym a few times. I'm not sure if he's official there. I'm not sure yet.
Word.
That'll be cool. Just seeing him because I know who he is. I'm like.
So I think we've covered the card. Of course. Is there a fight we were missing? Oh, shout out to who was Stamen?
Stamen. Cody Stamen.
Cody Stamen. Heart goes out to that kid.
100%.
Losing his brother and then being able to pull out.
We haven't talked about Ian Heinisch, that really big dude that knocked out Gerald Mishart.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, and he stuffed his ass last night, dude.
That's the only pick I got wrong last night. I picked everything else right, and I usually don't.
You picked Caceres over Hooper, too?
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay.
I know everybody was high on Hooper, bro. You guys remember,
who's that new guy that got Twister four times in the fight?
Arkansas.
Bryce Mitchell. Dude, yeah. Like,
No. Like,
once or twice. Did it four times?
He's a guy you don't want to
know. That's clearly his go-to. No, what was it? It was the head arm like triangle choke too. He threw it like it was nothing. Like it's his go-to move.
Yeah, that guy's a ninja on the ground.
Oh, 100%. He made it look easy. And Charles Rosa isn't like an easy guy to roll with.
He's a black belt. Yeah, he's a black bitch. He's a black bitch.
Well,
my black bitch.
So in tremendous fashion, of course, after the card was over, of course, Mr. Conor McGregor has to always send out a tweet, has to always send out something on social media.
Everyone's shaking their head.
Announces to the world his retirement. Hey, Amanda, I know you're trying to have your moment. Fuck you. It's my time. Obviously, there's no way that this man is actually. I mean, I think he can definitely take some time off because he's making.
How much? He's taking the last 4 years off.
Yeah, he's only fought once in that time.
He can keep doing it. I think it's hilarious that he did mention in that press conference. He was like, "I'm gonna fight three times this year. I'm gonna go for the BMF belt. I'm gonna fight Khabib for the." It's like, and I'm retired. All right, leading right up to the retirement already.
I don't know why he's trying to play hard again, of all people.
Does that go to show that maybe the UFC, because of the pandemic, because of everything that's happening, might be saying, hey, listen, we can't give you this much money? Could it be the pay-per-view?
Which makes sense.
The pay-per-view relationship that they now have with ESPN and how the pay-per-view buys aren't like they used to be because it's like three layers to get to a pay-per-view event.
Yeah, that's such a bad idea what they did.
It's also terrible that people are asking for more money during the pandemic. And it's not terrible. I get it. It's your job. You got to make your money. But, like, it's just, like the worst time to ask.
No one has jobs.
I was like, is it the athlete's responsibility to accept less money when the pandemic isn't necessarily – like, it's not necessarily their problem. They're still performing. They're still putting themselves on the line.
Hey, there's a pandemic going on. Money, please.
Right. But money, not accept less money, but like to try to get more money, more so.
More money, yeah.
People are fighting just to pay their bills.
Right. We don't,
you guys are asking for more.
Well, we don't know the numbers. And the UFC is very good with keeping those numbers private because they don't want it to
John Jones, Conor McGregor, Masvidal. A lot of money.
A lot of money. Sure. The most money right now, probably.
Each of them made $1 million their last fight, minimum.
Who?
Each of them made $1 million their last fight, minimum.
Oh, Conor made like eight.
Five, six?
Like, he made like, overall, I think he made close to 18, I think, off the Khabib fight. The purse itself was like, it wasn't that much. But I think with everything else that he had, sponsorship-wise, he made bank off that.
I just listened, and I trust Dana.
Makes like $5 million per.
I just listened to post media scrum from Dana, and he said that Masvidal and John Jones within the last calendar year, within 2020, just signed eight fight contracts. You can't renegotiate.
I believe it. I believe that.
Yeah,
and now let's be clear: you can renegotiate. You can renegotiate if they're willing to renegotiate.
Yeah, but not after the first fight. Are you kidding me?
What O'Malley did. O'Malley had just signed a 3-fight contract, and then I forgot who it was that he beat, and then he renegotiated his contract immediately.
I mean, if you're O'Malley, the way he's fighting, especially that walk-off.
He's average. Is this his second? Was that his second or third fight right now in the UFC?
Yeah, he's 4-0 in the UFC.
I think he renegotiated after his first fight. Like, and he signed at least a 3-4-fight contract when he first signed with them.
Because I think that when you win the Contender Series, I think it's three or four.
Right, and he renegotiated immediately is what I'm saying. But they had the money then. They weren't under a pandemic.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Again, I looked at the purses for last night. Maybe I can find them again. People made bank last night. Like, Nunes made like 500, 600K. Felicia Spencer, 150.
You see, we say that's bank, but dude, a boxer fighting Mamaro, who me and you don't know, will make twice that, triple that.
What about Ryan Garcia? Ryan Garcia probably makes like $10 million a fight now.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, but you can't compare it though, can you? Yeah. I mean, yes, they're both fighting, but you can't compare it so, like pay scale wise.
True. Yeah, those boxing, are the big names.
Boxing set up those relationships.
Right, pre established.
Yeah, oh my for.
I love all combat
sports.
But it's not the same excitement for me.
Right, right. Yeah,
I can appreciate high level boxing.
There's only a few people that I like to watch box.
Deontay Wilder is one of them. Tyson
Wilder, you know, the big three of the boxing world, Lomachenko.
Yes.
Lomachenko, yeah, bro.
Any Mayweather fight, even though he's like 45 now.
I'm done with Mayweather, but yeah.
I've never been a big fan, but I've had to watch him a lot over the years.
So yeah, wait, you want a fan because I lost.
That so what do you think happens now if McGregor's supposedly retiring, Cejudo's supposedly retired, we got Jones supposedly vacating his belt, and we got now Masvidal asking for a release. What does that do for all these divisions now? Like,
Dust becomes champ at heavyweight.
Like, do you think Dana is already considering matches to move on, or do you think he's actually willing to
continue? I think he's trying to wait to see what actually – until they actually – submit like in writing that they're done and they're vacating and done. Okay. Like, but how long does that last is the question too. Like, how long is he willing to wait for them to decide before he moves and, you know, does something himself about it?
Well, what's funny too, is the way they set up the championship belt is your contract automatically gets renewed for like a 3-fight contract if you're a champion. And every time you win, it gets extended another three matches. So it's endless. Like, you can't ever get out of that contract unless you lose, basically. Unless you retire and then you vacate the belt. Which at that point, I don't know if you still have all those fights under their contract or whatever the case is. Which I believe.
I think if you retire under the contract with the fight still left, if you come back, you have to come back with them.
Fight for them too, yeah, I believe.
You have to come back and fight the rest of your contract out.
This is completely out of the realm of possibility, but given 2020, lets anything happen. Masvidal, McGregor, and John Jones all get released, go to Bellator. John Jones fights Ryan Bader. Jorge Masvidal fights Douglas Lima. And Michael Chandler fights Conor McGregor on a New Year's Eve card.
That would be amazing.
I would shit my pants.
That'd be
take over.
That'd be pretty nutty.
Well, let's just say this. Yeah.
Conor, I think Conor lights up
Chandler.
Lights up Chandler?
I think he lights
you
him
think,
up.
Whoa. Okay. You said Michael Chandler. Okay, in my head, you said Michael Page. I know he's not the champion, but that's where I went in my head.
Oh, true.
I was thinking Conor McGregor, Michael Page.
Okay. And dude, I do not think Masvidal has a guaranteed win against Lima.
No, that's definitely not. That's not a guaranteed win. No.
I don't know.
So that's a hard fight. And then John Jones.
Lima's an animal.
Yes, that was one of the craziest knockouts against MVP. That was crazy.
No, I say of the three, John Jones has the easiest, obviously.
For sure, he's already daddied him.
I'd like to see what
Bader's like the goat in Bellator right now.
Yes,
yeah. I would like to see the champ. I would like to see what he could do against Jones now, but.
I would too. I think that's out of the three because Chandler. Conor should beat Chandler as around the same way that he beat Mendez, I guess, like because he's so small, like he'll just pick him apart from range, kick him in the body a lot, tie him out.
I think Chandler would just get caught like he did with
Yeah, dude. If Patricio Pitbull can knock you out, McGregor's knocking you out.
Yeah,
it was Patricio.
Patricio.
Yeah, Patricio's the older one.
He was avenging his brother. He did avenge him.
Obviously, he can knock him out, but I'm just saying McGregor could probably knock out Pitbull. So. All
right, scratch that. What about Patricio and Conor McGregor? Dude, he's actually
the McGregor. Still Conor. That's just – I'm just going off size on that one. I would still go Conor.
And that's like, just Patricio a perfect sound measure for Conor.
Yeah, he's so small too.
Yeah,
he's very tiny. But
if Conor's bigger than you, you're not –
That's a great fantasy, guys. That's a great –
I was also testing your guys' MMA fandom. Not a lot of people talk Bellator. I love Bellator. There's so many good fighters in Bellator.
If if they by chance ever got released, obviously Bellator is going to be the first one to throw some. And unless one,
I don't know. I feel like I could see some of them over at one too, though.
What one?
Dude, hopefully AJ McKee fights again.
Oh, AJ McKee! AJ McKee! No, crazy.
He's a beast.
I love the little featherweight tournament they got going on. Pat hates it. I don't know why.
I love the when they did the welterweight one. It was actually pretty nice.
The heavyweight one?
Dude, the heavyweight one was a joke, but it was so cool.
It was so light. They put Rampage and King Mo. They put Chael
Sonnen. Oh, I didn't catch it yet.
Didn't he make it to like the semi?
Chael P. Sonnen. The bad guy.
Oh, he beat Mitri. Who did Chael beat?
Chael beat Rampage and almost beat Fedor.
Oh, Fedor.
Almost yeah, beat and Fedor. Then lost to Fedor. And then he sold out.
And he beat Vanderlei there, too. But not in the tournament.
Can't let you get close.
I can't let you get close.
Oh, no. No. Oh man!
So what else
think about We're Doom?
What else is happening in MMA news? I'm trying to think.
What do you guys think about We're Doom and Gustafson being matched up?
Everybody says that that's a wash for Gus, but I guess it's because We're Doom looks so. He didn't even look. He looked bad on the feet, but he looked great on the ground. Like, I think We're Doom could.
That's definitely not the We're Doom who outshot Cain Velasquez.
All right.
And yeah, but we got Fat Fabricio now though.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, 41-year-old Verdum.
Dad bought no PEDs.
See if he
doesn't even do his funny face anymore, dude. He's not even Verdum anymore.
I hate that funny face.
I love it.
Well, do you think, especially with the pandemic right now, just training is just off for some of these fighters? Like they just.
I think that there's so. I've noticed that fighters at the highest level, like Jacare, for example, when he's in the gym, he doesn't take classes. You know, he doesn't take the jiu-jitsu classes, take the striking classes. Maybe every once in a while he'll hop into the MMA classes. But he's got his posse. He's got training partners that they think that they throw. Like, hey, Mikey, come get around the jug. You know, something like that. They'll just start throwing fighters they know that can give rounds. And, I don't think it affects them too much. Ironically, he did get the coronavirus. But he didn't train it. Like, wasn't open. So he flew his coach from Brazil in. And then that coach lived in his house and they trained every day. So hard. Stuff like that. I thought he was going to whoop your eye hole, personally. But apparently he's all
cool. I was excited. I thought it was a good style matchup for both of them.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. But if the second it touches the ground, which is something that Jacare has been kind of leaning off of lately.
He's been working on his boxing like Aldo. Them two particularly, like they started working on their boxing heavy around the same time, it feels like. And then they just started focusing on that, like, and that's what they do now. They boxers.
It's crazy. They just
I'm sure there's still fighters.
Ferguson.
Yeah.
Same thing. Ferguson, who's a beast on the ground, likes to keep it standing and just maul you, unless your name is Justin Gaethje.
I don't even think he has a team.
I think though, no, with Ferguson though, no, he let Eddie Bravo be his main coach this time.
Nah, not even. Mistake. Nah, he had it was his striking coach was the main coach, Eddie Bravo was saying.
He's a great dancer.
He said he was like moral support.
Yeah, and then because he's like best friends.
No, I know I just know he said that he regretted having to be the corner for Tony Ferguson.
No, well that was what was fucked up. Man. Was kind of the two other coaches, I guess, kind of threw him to the wolves a little bit and told him to get in there. And his mindset was like the strategy. You know, what we were working on with Khabib was we're going to try to keep it standing.
Eminari roll. Eminari roll.
he felt so out of loop, and that's why he even mentioned doing the Eminari roll.
Okay.
But you know, at that point, it was late. What was that, the fourth round, right? He was covered in blood. They're super sweaty at that point. Like, he's not going
to
be able to catch
that. They definitely should have called it, but I know why they did it, but they should have called it.
I mean, Tony was still mad that they called it when they did.
Like, bro, he got hit with a cross. Started dancing to the other side of the corner. I wish Keith Peterson was the ref for that fight. That was hard to watch.
Yeah.
That was like a peanut butter sandwich with no milk or no water, just going down.
At least At least
you're so stupid.
He kept his teeth though, which Anthony Smith can't really say.
And it's crazy because he was dominating the first round and a half.
Who was dominating the first round?
Smith.
Bing. Glover did have a really good strategy though, dude. He literally rolled almost every punch, and his head movement looked great.
Glover, the veteran versus kind of the
up and comer.
When Glover first hit the scene in like 2012, 2013, he was like Chuck with a black belt on, in the ground.
He was. That's how they.
Remember?
What was that?
The guy to be John.
Lol. Got his shoulders just separated.
He was like, he just tried to pull his arms off his body.
Dude, my man just.
Box in the clinch, ripped his shoulder apart.
Literally, bro. Like, John Jones attacks your knees,
right?
Your joint, your shoulders. He's scary, man. He's the scariest dude walking.
Prenatal women, the cocaine, the strippers. It's a
wild man
on top. Like, if he lost like one or two, I'd be like, okay, it's because he's a party boy. But he hasn't.
He's never lost.
The only way we can argue him losing would be is if Chael Sonnen made it out of that first round. If
he would have lost his title, yeah.
Exactly. If Vitor Belfort finished that armbar, or if Gustafson had the right judges in his corner.
Hey, remember, Anthony Smith could have stolen that away from him, too.
There are a couple times he could have lost.
Yeah.
I think this John Jones looks much more human than he used to.
Yes,
speaking of John Jones, who did y'all have in the John Jones Reyes fight? I had Reyes.
Jones 3-2.
I had Reyes 3-2.
I thought Reyes could have taken it, but I thought Jones. Like, I wasn't mad at the Jones decision.
I was with Eric at the time.
I wasn't mad at it. I didn't think it was a robbery. I just had Reyes.
Yeah.
Really? I was with Eric. We're all at Buffalo Wild Wings, and we always survey the table. Like, what do you guys think? And, you know, everyone's like Jones. And they're like, okay. And then I hit the internet on the way home. And, you know, Twitter and the MMA world's blown up. Robbery, blah, blah, blah. And I think Reyes is taking a bad angle getting the rematch. Like, just take it. Like, hey, man, you know, I did my
best. No. I think he was there. I think he had the rematch. And then all this other shit happened. I do think they were going to rebook that.
I just don't think that fight was as close as people think it was, dude.
I think that the rematch.
I got to go back and rewatch it.
I would like to see the rematch because I think the rematch he would put him away.
He would do better.
Jones would be more dominant. I don't think Reyes would.
Wrestle fucks him.
Where though? He tried to wrestle him. He couldn't take him down. Couldn't keep him down.
Yeah, but I got the vibe of like another Gustafson like kind of training camp for Jones. I feel like he
maybe. All I know is if Reyes could come in with better cardio, if he can come in with even better cardio, considering that was his first 5-round fight,
yeah.
I think that he would look even better in a rematch versus Jones.
True.
Jay, Jones is one of those guys where you do not want him studying your style, though. I mean, he's already fought. Like, yeah. Just look at the
guy, yeah,
the
first true, fight, that's true.
And then the second fight. He fought completely differently.
But to be fair,
same thing with DC.
He didn't wrestle the first time. He tried to wrestle this time.
Yeah.
He couldn't get him
out. Who's to say that he doesn't train super hard this time to actually do it? You know, who's to say
if he took off on the training camp, yeah.
It's just Jones is one of those guys at Greg Jackson's where when they get a game plan going, you're not beating him, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's been shown so far. I do want to see who Reyes fights next, if it's not obviously Jones, because Jones is trying to set up a super fight with Francis. I don't think he wants any other fight because he knows that that's going to make him more money than somebody like Reyes.
Okay. Francis versus Jones. Who wins?
Jones.
Francis kills him. What? My opinion. Francis scorches him.
I think. Okay. I'll tell you this. If the Jones that fought Reyes, because I think he took a lackadaisical approach, if he takes that approach against Francis, he will get the starch.
Absolutely. If I can even, I'll take Jones that fought Santos. Give me one that just walks in front of me. Give me a little time to clack him. Francis hits him one time. He sleeps him.
Watch the Jones in DC 1. That's all you need to know about Jones, how scary he was in throwing his techniques against – when he doesn't care about, like, what you have for him, Yeah. He was throwing axe kicks at DC.
He's not going to throw an axe kick at Francis?
He might.
He will pray to God. He will pray to God that he can get Francis down. That's what he will do. He will hope that everything goes right and he can take. If Francis keeps him on the feet, he will kill him.
Let me put it this way, Tony: who's a better fighter, Jones or Stipe?
Jones. Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, I got you. I hear you. But
that, yeah, they're different styles, though.
Right. But you saw the shots that Stipe took. I don't know if Jones takes those shots.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You're right.
I hear rumors that John Jones has been bodying heavyweights for years now. Way too fast.
He says it. He says it everywhere.
He's wrestling just with his brothers alone, who are big, big. Fast. Those are heavyweights. They're heavyweights. I mean,
untrained heavyweights.
Playing with them, just weight-wise.
I can't remember. Alistair and him had a beef while they were training together too, right? Didn't they have a problem?
Probably knocked out Alistair and sent him to, you know, another gym.
That's what you think? Dude, I feel like Alistair could have knocked out.
Overeem just impresses me so much, man. How he switches up his entire fighting style, dude.
Yes, I love a guy who will, even if you get knocked out, he just keeps evolving. Nothing keeps Alistair down. He just like, fuck it. We'll move on to another gym. Learn some more shit.
He got so many fights.
Yeah. He's such a beast.
He was a really bad choice away from being the champion. He dropped Stipe and went for a guillotine.
Yeah. He should have just TKO'd him.
Remember this over him? The one that dominated Bigfoot for two rounds and was walking out. Dude, that knockout's one of my favorites.
That was a sad one.
Dude, he's yelling over him.
Let's put it this way. When it comes to John Jones, take Francis out of it. If you were to create a perfect fighter to beat John Jones, I will say that if your only way to beat John Jones is to knock him out, you're not beating John Jones. We've seen that over and over again.
I hear that. But that's all I like heavyweight, though.
It is Francis. Pop on up
to heavyweight, see what Francis is about.
How much do you think John Jones cuts? 230, 240?
At least. Yeah, I would say 240 probably at best.
But do you think the power translates?
A healthy.
DC's got
power. Power translates.
At heavyweight.
Do I think John Jones has power at heavyweight?
That extra 20, 30 pounds. DC can crack it at heavyweight.
John Jones doesn't have crack power.
But neither does DC.
No, I mean, but he will box you up.
Like DC, he'll put value.
Right, but he'll put value in boxing on you. Sometimes he can knock people out, sometimes he can't. John Jones doesn't have, like, boxing.
And
like
I think that. A big reason that he knocked out Stipe in the first place is because of the bombs that Francis hit on him.
Stipe's face was way worse. Like his face was messed up after the Francis fight. So he definitely, even though he didn't get hit a lot, he was getting messed up with the shots that were landing. But I just think he got hit with a perfect shot versus DC with that uppercut. It was just beautiful. I mean, he did get eye poked first, but.
Oh, you're talking about the DC Stipe one? You think that it was lucky?
I wouldn't say it was lucky, but I mean, he did get eye poked first. It's hard for me to like.
That's a true trilogy.
When somebody fouls somebody and then wins, it's just tough. Yeah,
it's a little bit of that ass fight. Well, and that's another division now that like you don't know what's gonna happen. Stipe's dealing with the pandemic right now, and
I think Stipe fights one more time and retires.
One more?
The same. Yeah. Well, him and
that's DC, my opinion.
He just want one more.
That's fair. I mean, he doesn't really have anything else to accomplish.
Mm-mm. I mean, he got his win back, and if he could beat DC again, that would just be the cherry.
Ben Rothwell won't go away. Neither is JDS, I guess. Kind of.
Well, Francis right now is the clear cut future champion.
I don't know, but you know who beat Francis?
He's the vice champion. No.
Black Beast up in this hole.
What y'all talking about?
Hey, fuck y'all talking about? H Town up in his hole.
Literally, I just want to see him flex gloves just so he can grab the mic. And then Greg Hardy.
Yes, cool.
As much as I'm not a fan of him.
He has like a 6-minute video of like everything he's ever done.
Greg Hardy is getting better regardless how whatever he is as a person. As a fighter, he is.
Maybe he was.
He's getting better.
The guy that fought him was destroying him and then hurt his leg and then lost.
Yeah, I mean, you get your leg, you, and that's what, that, again, back to the other thing, you get your shit checked enough, you know.
It hurts. He's dominating. Well, and it also helps when you got DC kind of giving you some instructions.
Telling you, yeah. That was hilarious.
Which though, it goes to show, though, when maybe if he doesn't have the right corner giving him the right advice, what's going to happen, especially when the crowd comes back. Because if he wouldn't have heard that, he wouldn't have been checking
those. Right, 100%.
So, and that's, bro, and that's another aspect of, like, with everything that's happening,
no fans,
how people have adapted. Justin Gage mentioned in the podcast on JRE that I think that the crowd, had he heard the crowd, he might have been a little bit more amped up.
Yeah, he might have, like, gassed himself up to try to go crazier.
Finish Tony and not really maybe get too emotional.
He would have got
masterful performance.
He would have gotten tired and then get Darce. That's what would have happened. The crowd would flip up energy.
Tony, that's what I wanted to ask you. Who do you got between Gaethje, Khabib?
Me? Or everybody else?
No, Tony, because we've talked about it.
Obviously, you have to go Khabib. The thing with Khabib is he doesn't really have any bad matchups, like, stylistically, because he's willing to throw anything because he's not worried about getting taken down. I think he'll beat Gaethje. The only person I think would ever really challenge Khabib would have been Ferguson. Mm-hmm. And that's only because if he would have taken Ferguson down, I would have liked to see how he dealt with the jiu-jitsu from Ferguson on bottom, or even if he sprawled it on the shot.
I just have a weird feeling that Khabib's top game's too good even for Ferguson.
That's what somebody else was telling me as well.
I'm a big Khabib homer, so I think he beats both of them. But
I just want him to lose.
I think the two guys that can beat him, I think Gaethje is one of them. I think he showed
with
just timing his shots and being able to stay kind of composed. And Trevor Whitman containing that better has helped him kind of develop. I think he's still going to get murked on the ground by Khabib. I think Khabib is going to get him down.
He's still sprawling, though, and Khabib's not going to fight someone who hits harder than Gaethje.
Yeah, Gaethje's obviously right. I would say he's the hardest hitting lightweight for sure right now.
And he has the wrestling to back it up. And she just
everybody always talks about they have this wrestling, and you got Tyron Woodley. He's a D1 All-American. I can wrestle.
Jordan Burroughs swears by Gaethje.
I know, but like, when's the last time you seen it, though?
It's true.
Dude, like, when he had this goes back to an old fighter, Josh Barnett. He was like, dude, Josh Barnett's like one of the best catch wrestlers in history. But whenever he fights, he wants to knock the guy out. Like, that's the goal of a fight, is to knock the guy out.
Right.
If you can tap him out, I tap, that's it. But, dude, when you knock a guy out, like, you got him.
No, it's like how they talk about how wrestlers fall in love with their hands. Like, yeah, you wrestled your whole life, but then you start knocking people out. You're like, man, fuck that. I don't want to wrestle.
Wrestling is grueling. You don't want to wrestle. Wrestling sucks.
I want to score somebody.
Just knock him out real quick.
Yeah. I will say that the shots that Tony Ferguson took, Khabib can, in my opinion.
100%. 100%. Only Tony Ferguson's the only dude that takes the shots that Justin was hitting him with. He was hitting him 100%. And he was just like, I'm still here.
And I think that if Khabib can't take down Ferguson, or if Khabib can't take down Gaethje, especially in the later rounds, it's going to be the same exact fight. He's just gonna get.
I agree with that.
Well, Gaethje's gonna try to keep him in the center of the ring. I just don't think. I think Khabib's gonna push him to the fence. I think everybody knows
that Khabib's going
to the fence, and they have absolutely nothing to stop it.
Khabib's the kind of guy to do a flying double knee into a single leg. Like,
right? And
what?
Gaethje will hit him with that rolling thunder real quick.
Right?
You have to.
Let's play devil's advocate. What about Khabib on the defensive, on his back? We've never seen him on his back, right? Never seen him play jiu-jitsu?
On his back over Gaethje, he'd be all right. On his back over Ferguson, I don't know.
Get Darce in half guard.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
But that's my really problem, though. Like, we've never seen Khabib versus somebody else that has, like, any version of equal grappling to him.
I mean, the closest was Gleison Tibau.
Was Gleison, and people argued that Gleison won that fight.
He's juiced.
I mean, yeah, but he's still juiced. Like,
I would have loved to have seen Kevin Lee against Khabib.
Who? Why? Ew.
Wrestling.
No. I wanted to see Gillespie versus Khabib.
Yeah, Kevin Lee took that
away. That's what I wanted, and then he got fucking head kicked to sleep.
That was one of the greatest knockouts. craziest knockouts.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think, after, if let's say Khabib does beat Gaethje, who's left for him if, let's say, Conor really is retired? Does he try to fight Ferguson to clinch that legacy, to say he's beat the best?
If Ferguson can fight one more time before all that's done, yeah, he would fight Ferguson.
I think the only way we get Ferguson Khabib is if Gaethje sleeps him, and we get a watered down version of the fight.
No, no, no. We would get Ferguson Khabib if Ferguson can win one more fight and Khabib beats Gaethje.
I feel bad.
They would still book it. They would still book it for sure.
Who do you think Ferguson fights then?
Not Conor.
Not Conor. Let's say Conor only wants to fight. Conor only wants to fight Gaethje, Khabib. Maybe Masvidal. I don't think he wants it as much.
I think you should fight Charles Oliveira. That'd be a hell of a fight.
I just want to say that.
I would love to see that.
Charles Oliveira is a savage now, bro.
I think of Max Holloway hurting him with his broken rib, and then I think of Charles standing over him like this.
I think of him always getting rocked in like almost like all of his fights. Every time I think of
Charles Oliveira, I remember him being like, rocked by Swanson just.
Yeah, he just kind of like fell off. Yeah,
he's just like, ah.
Connor wants an equal partner of his caliber. Right. He's gonna want somebody.
I mean, like, I still don't understand how it didn't become Masvidal and McGregor. Like, I thought that was a shoe.
The money just doesn't seem to be right. I think
you guys are selfish.
I think Josh Thompson was saying they make like something like 12 or 15%.
The division has to move,
and so some of them are trying to negotiate to bump up that percentage. So obviously. Make more money, but I mean, Chael Sonnen said it, I think, on his podcast that fighters sometimes will make a certain purse and then make less than that on their next fight, even though they won their last fight.
Yeah.
So, I don't know the intricacies of why that's the case, but that seems to be the business of it.
No, but like you have these other guys who are at the top and they make so much money, and I have the salaries pulled up for 250, and you got Alonzo Menifield out here making $14,000, and Charles Byrd made $12,000, but do y'all want to fight to get your, huh?
Oliveira made $12,000.
No, Charles Byrd. He fought Maki Pitolo on 250. He only made $12,000.
12 to show, 12 to win.
I assume it just has just 12, but obviously it's probably 12 to show, 12 to win.
Going back to it, Alonzo Menifield, that guy on paper was 11-0, 11 knockouts, right?
That's what I'm saying. $14,000.
I picked the other guy because. I don't know. I figured experience would be a factor.
I had Devin Clark because I think he trains with John Jones. That was like his whole pitch in the beginning when he got in here.
John Jones is number one training partner.
Yeah, number one training partner.
Okay, Chris Tuchscher. Hey, Brock Lesnar's training partner, Chris Tuchscher.
I'm ready,
bro,
guys.
Bro, my dude looks like melted ice cream.
Same thing with Artem Lobov. That's like Connor's punching bag.
What's up with his arms? I don't get it.
I hope BKFC comes back. I actually like Bare Knuckle.
Yeah, they're fun. They're fun.
I don't think that being boring at all.
Once I saw Chris Leben was fighting, I was, oh, that makes sense. That's perfect for Chris Leben. Let that man make some money still.
Freaking Julian Lane. Let me bang, bro. Heck, the Lombard's there because he can juice. They probably don't test.
Well,
Wendell is over there now too, right?
Wendell Lane?
Gonzaga.
Yeah. They were trying to get Mike Tyson too, because they knew he was coming out of retirement.
He's supposed to fight his name? Shannon Briggs. I don't know anything about Shannon Briggs.
I don't either. He was on steroids.
Paul, he was a champ. He was a former heavyweight champ. He was the last thing he did recently was training Logan Paul for his fight versus that dude KSI.
So. I can't stand the Pauls.
I hate have their hair.
I hate that they're. Yeah, you have his hair. I hate that they're using their YouTube fame and their Vine fame to sell pay-per-views, and they're making money off of it. There's a little bit of jealousy.
Got to capitalize.
They sold a lot of tickets at Staples, too.
Yeah, they're
fighting other YouTubers. They're not fighting anyone legit.
No,
yeah,
but
I think like people want to see a celebrity death match. The YouTubers fighting it out, baby.
No overhands, jabs, and hooks only.
Dude, well, David Dobrik's gonna whoop your ass.
My channel and my subscribers. Tune in,
dude. Right? Low gang.
Gosh, shit.
Can't stand them.
I mean,
whatever.
is what it is. Hopefully Dylan Danis can get his hands on one of them. Danis is the GOAT. That's the reason I call him.
Oh, my God. Dylan Danis over here talking about Heat Sleep, Masvidal. Like, chill out.
And Woodley.
They'll kill him.
He's a beast. Don't get me wrong. But let's
look. On the ground. But they'll kill him. That's for sure.
We covered a lot of topics, boys. We did good.
We did a lot of different things. Good.
We did. I think the next fight night, as of now, the only week,
right?
Fight I know is that it's Jessica I. Cavillo. I think it's the main event.
When's the next fight card? When's the actual next fight card?
Pay-per-view?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. I would assume soon because they're trying
51. To... 51. It's on Fight Island, isn't it?
Yes.
Fight Island's a fucking Mortal Kombat, dude.
It's Mortal Kombat.
Literally, your soul is mine.
Okay, really quick. Here's the main card for next week.
That's like still one of the best songs ever made, by the way.
Right? If you don't get hyped for that, you're not human.
No disrespect to Jessica or Cynthia Calvillo. I just don't think they're main event material. But
obviously,
but everybody thinks fight night.
That's everybody. Yeah.
That's the main event. Who do you guys got there? I got Cynthia.
Jessica
is the only one I really know about. I know Cavillo. I saw a little bit like on the pay-per-view. They showed a little bit of that card or like hyping it up. And I think they're trying to set up, I guess, Cavillo to maybe, if she can rise up in ranks at 135, to maybe threat Amanda Nunes because they just need somebody. Like, hey, do you want to get beat up by Amanda? Or you got to win a couple fights.
She's going to lose to Jessica.
Dude, I think Felicia Spencer was unranked, if I'm not wrong.
It's 145.
There's only two 145ers outside of Amanda Nunes. Dude,
they're literally doing this to pick contenders. Yeah.
It's Megan Anderson.
Any of you 135ers?
You're gonna fight Nunes, and you're gonna fight
Nunes. No, but it's the same thing they did to Cyborg when Cyborg came over. Like, here's anyone, just take them, please.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, yeah, chew toy. Just take her. Take her.
Sacrifices. They're all sacrifices to a man.
So women's bantamweight to not cut an extra 10 pounds and to have close steps to an immediate title shot.
Dude, honestly, Cyborg should have just went all the way through with being the scariest bitch ever, bro. Literally, clip her ears, shave her head, tat her up. Dude, she'd be so scary, bro.
Want her to be her ex?
Yeah, want to be Cyborg Evangelina Santos, bro.
Yeah. There's nipples that come through her.
Dude, she's scary as fuck. Dude, have you ever watched that video of, like, the reporter saying, like, hey, how fast do you think you could choke me out? And literally puts him in a rear naked within 3 seconds. And he didn't even realize that he was, like, interviewing someone. And she goes behind him just like, okay, he's out. Oh, like, literally.
I gotta see that. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, the guy's like, wait, stop.
Quickness. Wait, and Cyborg signed to Bellator, right?
She beat Julia Budd to win the title over there.
Oh, wow.
That was quick.
Yeah, I missed that. I got to watch that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a normal Cyborg fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else really to contend over there? Is it kind of the same thing as UFC?
Same thing as UFC.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Gabby Garcia just got to chop off a leg and fight.
She wouldn't fight Gabby anyway, though, because they're friends.
Sure.
Dude, they should just let Gabby Garcia fight the dudes.
They look like the same. They look just,
no, they would. They would. No, no, no. Gabby Garcia, she's only good because she's a giant. That's it.
She's fighting like 55-year-old Japanese actors.
Even the even the young people she fought, like, she's a giant. You can't.
Hear me out. Let's bring Fallon Fox out of retirement and have her fight Cyborg.
I thought you were gonna go with Gabby Garcia.
No. Keep it in the weight class. Fallon Fox like to beat women, so
dude,
we'll give her the
Dakota Cochran is fucking running BKB, dude.
Is he really?
Dakota fucking Cochran.
I don't know anything about him. Can you enlighten us?
Dakota Cochran is the first confirmed gay MMA fighter.
Isn't he the
pro? Right.
Obviously that stigma followed him throughout his career, but like, dude, he's in BKB straight smirking people. I think he fought Jason Knight.
He didn't know where he beat him, did he?
And he sleep him?
Beat Jason Knight.
I can't remember.
I don't think he slept. I don't think he slept.
Jason Knight's on fire.
Dude, and Jason Knight is also like Thug Nasty, bro.
Jim Allen is on fire. That guy's a UFC vet too. Black belt in jiu-jitsu.
No, who's the guy who came back to UFC? Chase Sherman. He was doing good over there too. Mm. Last time I remember it. And then he came over here and he scorched that. Scorched that random.
He did really well, right?
Sorry?
He went up.
Didn't he have just like a comeback fight recently? Am I wrong?
Yeah. But he fought like a random, like, who knows where that guy was from. No,
just came off the street.
Yeah, he's like straight up. Like, I know, like, they were praising him and talking about how good he looked. I was like, who the fuck is he fighting? Like, I don't know. Who the hell is that
guy? Who make a lol, bro? La, 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 la.
Damn. Well, hopefully, I guess we'll see what's up with Fight Island, see kind of the fights that they put on for us for the next few pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Hopefully, these UFC figures out what's up with, these fighters that want to leave, because it seems right now they're kind of the blockbuster guys at this point, you know? I mean, Usman
does. They'll turn other people into blockbuster guys. Not that it'll be easy, but they'll figure it out.
Man. But do you think?
Well, just every time they try to get someone going, they lose.
Yeah, but that's what the people that they try to push, specifically themselves. You have to have somebody that has steam on their own that they get behind. You can't. It can't be somebody that they have decided that's going to be good, like Paige was saying.
Yeah, McGregor had the whole country of Ireland behind him before the UFC.
He had his own shit, and then they got on it.
Well, we'll see, boys. It's a good time to be a fight fan right now, honestly, especially since
I'm happy fights are back.
Whew. I mean, right now it's kind of seems like they set up the formula for maybe every other sport association, essentially the NFL, the NBA.
Go to Florida.
Maybe the starting package of like, hey, this is how we're gonna run our organization to make sure we keep people safe and clean. Yeah. I still think, bro, what's up with the Nevada Commission? I'm sorry, I'm going to extend this another 30 minutes. What's up with the Nevada State Commission not letting Joe Rogan interview these guys in the ring? How is it possible? Everybody's clean. Everybody's been tested. Everybody's negative.
Dude, that was awkward as fuck. And how does Aljamain Sterling have such a performance he doesn't get to talk to Joe Rogan?
But the last card, they didn't interview anybody in the cage either, though.
It was only the first card. So I'm wondering, like, I know they made it a point, and Joe Rogan kind of just boycotted it seemed like, in the first. Because Daniel Cormier shouted him out. I was like, oh, he threw a hissy fit, and they listened to him. But it's like, why? Like, what's the point? Like, what?
I think it's just added safety. It's already tough enough as it is trying to keep all them people safe. It's just what at least one step they can take.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not helpful.
I get it. I know that's the exact reason why they're doing it. I get it. And it's like, man, you're going through all this testing. Why not just give them some sort of human interaction besides the fight that they just had?
But I like the camera,
the like interview.
Because like anything is better than nothing, I guess. But you do miss it. But at the same time, I'm okay with the camera interviews because like it's not like we have fans while they were fighting, so it's not like this is like normal circumstances anyway. So
that's true.
I'm cool with it.
Give us Joe Rogan, give us Lorisenko. That's all I ask.
Love Lorisenko.
She's talented.
Oh yeah. Well, boys, I think we covered another Sunday done. Tony, Eric, always a pleasure, man. Always welcome. You already know.
Thanks for having me on.
Anytime, man. Mikey,
that's my guy.
Mikey.
I just want to make a quick announcement. Congratulate Eric Shetman down here on making his affiliate. That's practically a job. So you got a new job today. It's freaking awesome. We did it in less than a week.
It's affiliate. Really
impossible. Leading the way for Too Easy Gaming down here.
That's how we do it, baby.
Trying to talk to Josh. Josh plays a ton of video games, too. He's actually played, Tony, he's played a few rounds of multiplayer with us on Call of Duty before stuff.
So. Oh, you need to let me carry you.
Bro, please.
Oh, dude, is this the technique? Is this the technique gaming? Why did no one tell me? I would have been googly-eyed over here, bro.
I thought Mikey had already told me.
I'm a big fan.
Yes.
All right.
And one last thing, BLM, you know, we're going through some hard times in the country. Got to stay united and love people even more than we already are.
100%. Yes, sir.
Bro. That's it. Thanks for having us.
Boys, all you lifers out there, thanks for tuning in. Catch y'all next Monday. Peace.